我们这个礼拜的读经进度包括加拉太书。
And this week some of our reading schedule includes on Galatians.
所以今天下午要跟大家一起来学习加拉太书。
So this afternoon I'd like to study with everyone the book of Galatians.
好，我们来看加拉太书的第五章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
23节。
Verse 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
这个地方说我们蒙召是要得自由。
That we have been called to liberty.
蒙召就是蒙选召来信主耶稣。
Have been called is to be called to believe in Jesus Christ.
那目的是要在基督里得到自由。
And the goal is to receive freedom in Christ.
那加拉太书里面提到自由他提到两种。
And there are two types of freedom in the book of Galatians.
第一种是真理上来让我们得自由。
The first type is on liberty in the truth.
那第二种是圣灵让我们得自由。
And the second is that the Holy Spirit give us the liberty.
这个也是我们信主耶稣的可贵。
And this is the preciousness of believing in Christ.
那对犹太人来说，
And for the Jews,
在旧约圣经，他们守摩西的律法。
In the Old Testament, they keep the Mosaic law.
那摩西的律法包括三部分。
And there are three parts to the Mosaic law.
第一个我们大家都知道的道德律，就是十诫。
And the first part is the moral laws, which is the Ten Commandments.
第二个就是礼仪律，在圣殿要怎么来拜神。
And the second part has to do with rituals, how you worship a God in the temple.
那第三种就是卫生律，什么是洁净不洁净。
And the third part is sanitation, what is clean, what is unclean.
那这个摩西的律法有一个目的。
And there is a goal of to Moses'
law. 就是我们如果全部都遵守了。在神面前就有义。
If we can keep all of them, then we can be righteous in front of God.
因为神是义的。
Because God is righteous.
义再讲白一点就是白衣服。
So to describe righteousness is to have a white garment.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
那我们如果要亲近神，我们必须圣洁的穿白衣服。
God is holy. If we want to draw closer to God, then we must also wear a white garment and be holy in front of God.
那这个义有两种方式可以得到。
And there are two ways to achieve this righteousness.
第一种方式就是守律法。
The first way is to keep the law.
一生连一条都不犯。
So for your whole life, you do not transgress even a single law.
那我们就是有义。
Then we have righteousness.
那就可以跟神和好。
Then we can be reconciled with God.
这差不多是不可能的。
This is near impossible.
犯一条就是犯众条。
If you transgress against one law, you have to transgress against them all.
就没有义了。
So there's no righteousness.
那怎么有可能一生我们都一条都不犯呢？
Is it even possible for us to not transgress against any law in our whole lives?
所以律法是叫人知罪的。
So law only serves to for us to know sin.
律法本来是好的。
The law is was good.
但是人做不来。
But it's impossible for us to follow.
所以律法越多，罪就越多。
So more laws there are, the more sins there are.
那这样看起来人就没有希望了。
Under this situation, there's no hope for human beings.
因为得不到义，就没有办法靠近神。
Because if you cannot achieve righteousness, you cannot draw near to God.
那现在主耶稣来了，开了一条路。
And now Jesus Christ comes and he opens a new way.
就是用信的方法。
This is through faith.
就是信耶稣这是救主。
To believe in Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior.
然后接受洗礼。
To receive water baptism.
在洗礼的时候，我们就被称作义人。
At the time of baptism, we are called to righteousness.
那我们跟神的关系就和好了。
And then we can be reconciled with God.
那加拉太书里面呢，就是在提到他们有一些人虽然信耶稣。
And the book of Galatians describes that even though some of these people are Christians.
但是信耶稣以后又说爱回去守摩西的律法。
But after they believe in Jesus Christ, they went back to believe in the law, to keep the laws of Moses.
所以这个律法对他们来讲是一个很大的担子。
And this law becomes a burden to them.
因为做不来嘛。
Because it's impossible for them to follow.
做不来一直让人有罪恶感就是担子。
If they cannot follow it, and then people continue to feel guilty, then this becomes a burden to them.
所以主耶稣来已经把他们从律法解脱了。
So Jesus Christ came to free them from the law.
要得到自由。
To give them liberty.
好，那我们现在看加拉太书的第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第七节。
Verse 7, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
这个保罗在提到啊，说他们这么快啊，就去随从别的福音。
And here Paul describes how they so soon they turn to a different gospel.
那什么是别的福音？
What is this different gospel?
第七节。
Verse 7.
就是把基督的福音更改了。
And to pervert the gospel of Christ.
因此在这里保罗提到有两种的福音。
So here Paul mentions two types of gospel.
一种的福音是他直接从神领受的。
The first type of gospel is the gospel he received directly from God.
所以我们看第十一节跟十二节。
Let's look at verse 11 and verse 12. 11, but I made known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men. 12, for I neither received it from men nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这里保罗说，他所领受的不是人教他的，那是从耶稣基督启示来的。
Here Paul says that what he preached is not according to men, but he received it from Jesus Christ.
人教的就是一种传统。
What's taught by man is a tradition.
那从神启示来，这个就是正统。
But what's the revelation from Jesus Christ is the truth.
因为这是从神来的。
Because this comes from God.
那特别在保罗当时传道里，没有新约圣经。
At the time when Paul was preaching, there was no New Testament.
那他就是拿旧约圣经。
So he had the Old Testament only.
那他在旧约圣经里面圣灵的启示下，他能够把它写13卷的书。
And through the revelation of in the Old Testament, he wrote down 13 books of the New Testament.
这个就是神给他的启示。
This is a revelation from Jesus, from God.
就是当初使徒教会所传纯正的福音。
This is the pure truth preached by the apostolic church.
那在保罗写的十三卷的书卷里面，都跟他们讲这个摩西的律法过去了。
And in these 13 books that Paul wrote, he repeatedly said that the Mosaic law is in the past.
那现在要把摩西的律法再加进来，这个叫做更改过的福音。
If you add Moses' law back in, then you're changing the gospel.
那这样多加一点不是很好吗？
Is it wrong to add more?
我们看神怎么来看这件事情。
Let's see how God looks at this matter.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Oh, that you will bear with me in.
哥林多后书十一章第一节跟第二节。
Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Oh, that you will bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me too, for I'm jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
这里保罗在形容我们跟基督的关系，好像新妇跟新郎的关系。
Here Paul describes our relationship to God as a relationship between husband and wife.
那他这里说，我为神所有的愤恨英文叫做 godly jealousy， 就是属灵的一种嫉妒。
Here, Paul says that he, I'm jealous for you with godly jealousy.
那为什么会这样讲？
Why does he say this?
因为我们受洗之后，我们就是贞洁的童女，要献给基督。
Because after we are baptized, we're like chaste virgins for Christ.
所以一个信仰很纯的人，在神看起来，这是一个贞洁的童女。
For a person with a pure faith in the eyes of God, he is a chaste virgin.
那信仰如果不纯，在神看起来就是不贞洁。
If you do not have a pure faith, then you are not chaste in front of God.
那什么叫做信仰不纯？
What does it mean to not have a pure faith?
第四节。
Verse 4. Verse 4, for if he who come preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
好，所以这讲三点。
There's three points here.
第一点就是传另外一个耶稣。
To preach a different Jesus.
啊，他也是传耶稣。
They also preach Jesus.
那什么叫做传另外一个耶稣？
What does it mean to preach another Jesus?
哦，就是对主耶稣的描写跟圣经讲的不一样。
To describe Jesus in a way that's different from the Bible.
哦，圣经没有的加上去，说圣经有的我们没有讲。
To add things to the description of Jesus that's not in the Bible, or to omit things that's said in the Bible.
主耶稣是人。
Lord Jesus Christ is human being.
道道地地是历史上的一个人。
He was a historical person.
主耶稣也是神。
He's also God.
他是神成为人来地上。
He was God become flesh and walked on this earth.
所以如果传耶稣是好人。
If we preach that Lord Jesus was a good person,
否定他的神性,
and deny that he is God,
这是另外一个耶稣, 跟圣经讲的不一样。
You're preaching another Jesus, and that's different from what's described in the Bible.
那如果只强调耶稣是神,
if you only say that Lord Jesus is God,
否定耶稣的人性,
and deny that he was ever a person,
那这也是另外一个耶稣。
You're also preaching another Jesus.
那这个叫做信仰不纯。
This is an impure faith.
那下面说另外受一个灵，不是你们受过的。
And then say you receive a different spirit from which you have received.
我们知道有两种的灵会进到人里面。
We know that there are two types of spirits that can enter into people.
一个是神的灵。
One type is God's spirit.
一个是魔鬼的灵。
Another one is on Satan's spirit.
那受另外一个灵，当然这就不是从神来的。
So if a different spirit, then it's not from God.
那不是从神来的灵，把它当作神的灵。
If you treat a spirit that's not from God as God's spirit,
当然这个就是信仰的不纯。
And the faith is impure.
所以有很多的宗教都有灵界的体验。
So in a lot of different religions, they have spiritual experiences.
约翰一书告诉我们。
First John tells us.
第一个。
First.
这个灵必须是感动我们会承认耶稣是主。
This spirit must move us to believe that Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord.
不承认耶稣是主，这个灵就不是从神来的。
If this spirit does not acknowledge Jesus as the Lord, then this is not from God.
第二个。
Second.
如果这个灵所感动的都是在讲地上的事情，这个灵是从地上来的。
If this spirit speak only of the things of the earth, then this spirit comes from the world.
因为神的灵从天上来，要讲天上的事。
Because the spirit of God comes from heaven, then it will speak of things of heaven.
第三个。
Third.
这个灵是真理的灵。
The spirit is spirit of truth.
如果这个灵是从神来的。
The spirit comes from God.
在相同的灵启示下，真理会一样。
Through the movement of the Spirit, the truth will be the same.
因此，如果另外一个灵不是纯正的圣灵，我们把它当作圣灵，那这个叫做信仰不纯。
If you treat a spirit that's not a Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit, then this is an impure faith.
那下面说另外一个福音。
And then says another gospel.
就是对福音的另外一个解释。
Is to have a different interpretation of the gospel.
那表示说有两种的解释。
There are two different interpretations.
因此我们要跟神的关系非常的亲密。
So if we want to have a very close relationship with God.
好像这个童女跟她许配的丈夫非常的亲密。
In like the virgin to her husband.
我们对信仰要保持它的纯真。
We must keep a pure faith.
那保罗在这里讲说他是从神启示来的。
Here Paul says that he received revelation from God.
今天我们教会的开始是因为圣灵建立了真耶稣教会。
The true Jesus Church started when the Holy Spirit established it.
所以在圣灵的启示下，我们有所谓的十大信条。
And through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we have our 10 basic beliefs.
这个就是我们的共信之道。
This is our common faith.
所谓信仰的纯正就是我们持守共信之道。
So have a pure faith is we hold on to this common faith.
那这样我们跟神的关系就会非常的好。
And we'll have a really good relationship with God.
那对犹太人来讲
But for the Jews,
那现在受割礼这又怎么一回事呢
What about their circumcision?
在旧约时代受割礼是他们的信仰
In the Old Testament, circumcision was part of their faith.
为着得到义
They want to achieve righteousness.
但是在新约时代
But in the New Testament,
受割礼跟 得救已经没有关系了。
Circumcision has nothing to do with salvation.
所以受割礼就是传统。
So circumcision becomes part of their tradition.
那既然是传统，要不要做，个人自由。
If it's only part of tradition, then everyone has their it's their choice whether they want to follow it or not.
就不能够把它加在你一定要做，你的信仰才是好的。
You cannot add it to something they must do in order to have a good faith.
那今天对一个非犹太人来讲，到底什么叫做自由？
And for a non-Jew, what does it mean to have freedom?
因为每一个文化都有每一个文化的传统。
Because every culture has their own traditions.
那现在因为我们认识了真理。
And today, because we know the truth.
所以很多的传统我们就不需要做。
But we do not need to follow a lot of the old traditions.
我们看哥罗西书的第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
第二章，哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
二十节到二十三节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse.
第二章二十节到二十三节，请读。我先读中了哈。你们若与基督同时脱离世上的小学，为什么像在世俗中活着？服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？这些是照人所吩咐教导，说到这一切正用的时候就败坏了。二十三节，这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私欲崇拜自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体实际上是毫无功效的。这个地方在讲有一些是规条。
And here it describes some of the basic some of the regulations.
Yeah, 那二十三节说，规条让人感觉到是有智慧的名，只是外表看起来是有智慧的。
So these regulations give things appearance of wisdom.
所以有一些宗教的信仰有一些规条。
So some of the religions they have some regulations.
比方说中国的传统。
For example, in the Chinese tradition.
有的埋葬要看风水。
They have to check the feng shui before they bury someone.
然后结婚要看日子。
And they have to check the dates before they set a day for a wedding.
就是很多的迷信，很多的传统。
There are a lot of traditions or a lot of superstitions.
那照圣经来讲，这些是看起来外表好像很聪明。
And according to the Bible, even though these things have an appearance of wisdom,
其实在信仰上这都是没有用的。
But they're actually quite useless.
不但是没有用，有时候这跟魔鬼是在打交道的。
Not only are they useless, sometimes you're actually working with the Satan.
会影响我们的信仰。
It will affect our faith.
所以最自由的就是信耶稣。
So the people that believe in Lord Jesus has the most freedom.
没有什么规条。
There's no regulations.
因此我们在这个信仰有时候我们看有一些信仰，比方说一生不能结婚。
So some religions will tell them that you cannot be married at all your whole life.
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible does not tell us that we must do this.
独身是恩赐，不是每个人做得到。
The Bible says that to be single your whole life is a gift. Not everyone can do this.
那有的信仰有一些规条，就是一生不能够吃肉。
In some religions, you cannot eat meat. You have to be a vegetarian.
圣经也没有这样讲。
Bible does not say this.
神赐给我们万物，只要感谢领受就是好的。
God's given us everything to eat. We just have to receive thanksgiving.
或者说一定要穿什么样的衣服。
Or we must wear certain type of clothes.
那这个也没有圣经没有这样讲。
Bible also does not say this.
所以这一些规条在我们主耶稣里以后都不需要了。
So these regulations, we can put away when we believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
都变成很自由了。
We can be, we can have liberty.
这是主耶稣要带领我们得自由的一个方法。
This is how Lord Jesus Christ gives us freedom.
真理要让我们得自由。
The truth will set us free.
信耶稣的人最自由。
And the Christians are the most free people.
好，那我们现在看回来看加拉太书。
Let's turn back to Galatians.
加拉太书的第五章
Galatians chapter 5
第十三节
verse 13
下半句，不可将自由当作放纵情欲的机会。 总要用爱心互相服侍。
Do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
那如果信耶稣很自由，我就是相信十条啊十大信条，那我是不是其他的什么都可以做？
So if we're so free being Christians, do we only need to keep the Ten Commandments and we're allowed to do everything else?
因为规条没有了。
Because the regulations are gone.
但是下面告诉我们。
But then, after this tells us.
还有一条规条，还有一条新的命令。
There is a new commandment.
这个新命令就是要彼此相爱。
That you should love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
全律法都包括在爱人如己这一句话了。
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you should love your neighbor as yourself.
有人问主耶稣，律法哪一条最大？
When someone asks Lord Jesus Christ, which commandment is the greatest?
主耶稣说，第一个就是要爱神。
Lord Jesus said, first is to love your God.
第二个就是爱人。
The second is to love your neighbor.
所以那规条没有了，现在新的就是爱神爱人。
So we have removed all the regulations, but what's left is that we must love God and we must love people.
那我们用这样来看十条诫命。
If you look at the Ten Commandments with this perspective,
旧约在强调十条诫命是用神的公义来做出发点。
In the Old Testament, Ten Commandment is described through God's righteousness.
所以我们看十条诫命颁布的时候发生什么事情。
So we can see what happened when the Ten Commandments were given to the people.
我们看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神吩咐这一切话说，我是主你的神，曾将你从埃及为奴之家领出来。
Verse 1. And God spoke these words saying, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
我跟你有关系，我是你的神。
I am the Lord your God.
我给你有恩典，神将你从埃及地领出来。
I have given you this blessing, I have brought you out of Egypt.
然后从第三节开始就在讲十诫。
And the Ten Commandments starts in verse 3.
那这个十诫颁布完了。
After he gave these Ten Commandments,
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.Now all the people witnessed the thundering, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when people saw it, they trembled and stood afar.
19.
Verse 19. Then they said to Moses, You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.
十条诫命颁布完了，他们就看见雷轰、闪电、地震，大家吓得发抖。
So after the Ten Commandments were given, they saw thundering, lightning, trumpets, and smoke. They were trembling.
就对摩西说，你跟我们讲话，我们都听。不要神跟我们讲话，恐怕我们都死掉了。
So they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we're here. And let not God speak with us."
所以在旧约时代，为什么守十条诫命呢？你怕神呐、神这么威严，他讲的话，你如果不听的话，包死死路一条。
So in the Old Testament, they followed the Ten Commandments out of fear because God is so awesome, they are afraid of God.
那神真的也是烈火。
And God was a fierce fire.
所以旧约时代在守规条，常常是从神的公义来出发。
So in the Old Testament, when they keep the Ten Commandments, they keep the regulations, it is out of fear of God's righteousness.
那到了新约时代，再讲十条诫命，就从另外一个方向来讲。
And in the New Testament, Ten Commandments are described from a different perspective.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans 13.
第八节。
Verse 8. Romans 13, verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
第九节。
Verse 9. For the commandments, you should not commit adultery, you should not murder, you should not steal, you should not bear false witness, you should not covet. And if there is any other commandment, all summed up in the same, namely, you should love your neighbor as yourself.
第十节。
Verse 10. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
这里说爱人就完全的律法。
That love is the fulfillment of the law.
然后第九节就开始解释。
And verse 9 describes this.
那我们就看第九节以下所列的就是十条诫命的人的部分。
Now what's listed in the verse 9 are the parts of the Ten Commandments that has to do with people.
所以我们现在在遵守十条诫命是出于爱。
So today we keep the Ten Commandments out of love.
啊，因为爱人，哈，你不会犯奸淫。
Because we love people, so we do not commit adultery.
啊，因为爱人，所以我们不会杀人。
Because of love, we do not murder.
因为爱人，所以我们不会偷盗。
Because of love, we do not steal.
因为爱人，所以我们不会贪心。
Because of love, we do not covet.
因为爱神，所以我们把他当神来拜。
Because we love God, so we worship God.
因为爱神，所以我们不会拜偶像。
Because we love God, we do not worship idols.
因为爱神，所以我们不会妄称神的名。
Because we love God, we do not blaspheme.
因为爱神，所以我们守安息日。
Because we love God, we keep the Sabbath.
把这一天分别出来，来敬拜他。
We set this day aside to worship Him.
所以新约时代神的爱具体的表现就是主耶稣。
So in the New Testament, the manifestation of God's love is Lord Jesus Christ.
而且神的爱也要借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里面。
And God's love will also be poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
所以新约时代说诫命不是难守的。
So in the New Testament, it says the commandments are not hard to keep.
为什么？
Why?
因为神把他的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Because God has given us His love.
当我们被神的爱充满，
When we're filled with God's love,
要爱神不困难。
It's not hard to love God.
我们被神的爱充满，
When we're filled with God's love,
要守十诫的后面六条也不困难。
It would be not hard to keep the last six commandments.
所以我们在新约时代在守诫命啊，是在爱里面。
So in the New Testament, we keep the commandments in love.
不是只是像旧约时代出于对神的畏惧。
Not like in Old Testament, it's out of fear of God.
因此，加拉太书里面说，我们不可当把自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
So Galatians says that we should not take liberty to indulge in our flesh.
因为在新约时代，我们强调爱。
Because in the New Testament, we talk about love.
那这个爱呀，如果我们去行啊。就不会放纵。
If we practice love, then we will not indulge.
因为如果我爱神
，If we love God,
我们做的不会让神伤心呐。
We will not want to sadden God.
如果我们爱人
，If we love people,
我们做的不会让我们所爱的人伤心。
We will not want to sadden those who love us.
那这样我们就不会放纵了。
Then we will not indulge in our flesh.
而且这样爱的律法是更完整的，更好的。
This commitment of love is more perfect and better.
所以加拉太书里面在讲基督里的自由，第一个是真理让我们得自由。
So in Galatians, when it talks about the liberty, freedom in Christ, the first freedom is the freedom in truth.
从律法里面，从我们的传统里面得自由。
To have freedom from the law, regulations, and our traditions.
那第二个自由。
The second type of freedom.
我们接下来回来看加拉太书的第五章。
Let's look back to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
十六节。
Verse 16. 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
十七节。
17. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
这个，十七节说，圣灵跟情欲相争，情欲跟圣灵相争。
And verse 17 says, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
那这两个是彼此相对立的。
And these two are contrary to one another.
那下面说，使你不能够做所愿意的。
And it says, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
就是说，我们想做的，你做不出来。
That is, we cannot do something we wish to do.
我们不想做的，我们一直去做。
And the things that we wish not to do, we continue to do them.
这个叫做不自由啊。
This is to lose our freedom.
那不自由是为什么？
Why is it that we do not have this freedom?
十六节里面有讲肉体的情欲。
Verse 16 says it's the lust of the flesh.
我们在开车子的时候。
When we drive.
如果这个定位方向定位很好。
If we have a good direction.
Alignment. 这很正确，你不要方向盘，它就一直往前走。
If the car has good alignment, then you do not need to hold on to the steering wheel, and the car will go straight.
但是如果这个轮子定位有问题，它就一直偏左或者一直偏右。
If the wheels are not aligned well, then it would want to go in one direction or another.
那我们的良心告诉我们什么是正道。
So our conscience tells us what is the right way.
但是我们里面这个定位有问题，有一个罪性。
Sometimes we have an alignment problem, we have this sinful nature.
所以一直想就是偏。 偏到情欲去。
So, everything we do, we continue to stray in one way into the flesh.
我们做的也偏向情欲去。
Everything we do, we stray into the lust of the flesh.
没有办法了。
We cannot help ourselves.
一直到我们领受圣灵。
Only when we receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵就把我们调整过来。
This Holy Spirit can adjust us.
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18. Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
我们看二十二节。
Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
这个地方在讲圣灵的果子。
Here I describe the fruit of the Spirit.
就是被圣灵充满以后，很自然，结果是很自然的。
These are the fruit that will naturally, very naturally bear when we have the Spirit.
就是在生活当中很具体的表现。
These are very concrete manifestations in our daily lives.
那这些表现就是主耶稣身上我们看得到的。
And these are the things we can see on Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是主耶稣的品格再一次的出现。
This is the character of Lord Jesus Christ.
出现在哪里？
Where does it show up again?
出现在有罪性的我们身上。
It shows up on us who have the sinful nature.
因为圣灵的能力已经把情欲拿掉了。
Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we have removed the lust of the flesh.
圣灵把神的性浇灌在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit put God's nature into us.
所以我们的个性就越来越变，越来越好。
So our characters can continue to change and improve.
那当我们结出圣灵的果子的时候
，So when we bear the fruit of the Spirit,
那我们就发现啊，情欲就没有办法控制我们。
Then the lust of the flesh cannot control us any
longer. 那就是自由了。
Then we have freedom.
所以我们如果一直觉得说信耶稣好像很多的捆绑
，So if we often feel like believing in God is a lot of bondage.
这是因刚刚开始。
This is because we are just starting.
那我们追求一直追求到一个程度
，If we continue to pursue after God,
被圣灵充满
，If you filled by the Holy Spirit,
有很多事情本来我们想要做的，你不会想要做。
A lot of things that that used to draw us in the past, we will no longer desire them.
因为已经不需要了。
Because we do not need them any longer.
如果我们仔细看这下面的
If we continue to read,
这个十九节
，Verse 19,
情欲的事显而易见，就是奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Verse 19, the work of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness.
所以如果我们被圣灵充满，这个奸淫这个念头就被拿掉了，没有了。
And if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then these thoughts will be removed from us.
污秽，我们神的灵是干净的，你对污秽就没有兴趣了。
And the God's Spirit is clean, so we'll no longer have any interest on things that's unclean.
二十节。
Verse 20.
拜偶像、邪术、行邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨。恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and heresies.
当我们被圣灵充满了以后，这些都渐渐就消失了。
So when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, all these things will gradually disappear.
那我们就得到真的自由。
Then we can receive true freedom.
所以主耶稣怎么让我们得到自由
？So how does Lord Jesus Christ give us freedom?
第一个
，First，
用真理让我们得到自由。
We receive freedom from the truth.
第二个
，Second，
用圣灵让我们得到自由。
The Holy Spirit gives us freedom.
所以我们在真理上一直在研讨，一直深入去造就自己，然后在圣灵里面深入的去祷告，我们就越来越自由。
If we continue to study the truth to edify ourselves, and we continue to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then we can be more and more free every day.
最自由的人是谁？
Who is the most free person?
就是在基督里面信仰有在追求的人。
Those are people who pursue the growth of their faith in Christ.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
490弟兄姊妹很认真的在准备。
And we really thank God that in this past spiritual convocation, many brothers and sisters put in a lot of hard work.
对教会也很关心。
And they care a lot about the church.
有的外出特意在灵恩会前回来。
Some of them have been away for some time and specially arranged to come back right before the spiritual convocation.
有的人要外出，特别安排在灵恩会以前再离开。
And some of them
以后再离开。
To wait until the spiritual convocation to leave.
这些很小的决定都是在表现我们对神的爱。
These small decisions all show us our love towards God.
所以我们下一次的灵恩会，我们大家用心来准备。
So for this next special convocation, that sees our hearts prepare.
我们带了很多慕道朋友来，需要关心，需要跟进。
We have many visitor friends that we should follow up with.
那只要我们流泪撒种，一定会欢呼收割。
If we sow with tears, then we shall reap with joy.
那请我们也常常为着圣工来代祷。
Please also pray for the ministry.
让每一个已经受洗的灵性能够不断的成长。
For those who have been baptized, they can continue to grow.
末世是危险的日子。
The end time is a very dangerous time.
但不要看啊，物质生活好像很舒服。
We should not just look at the material world and see that things are very comfortable.
从信仰的角度，末世是危险的日子。
From the perspective of faith, end time is a very dangerous time.
信仰如果没有成长，会站不住。
If our faith do not grow, then we will not be able to stand.
所以我们要祷告，求主耶稣让每个信徒信仰能够不断的成长。
So we must pray and ask Lord Jesus to help every member to continue to grow in their faith.
也祷告让每个慕道朋友能够来接受信仰。
And pray that every true seeker friend can receive the faith.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.